Hey guys, what's up? As promised, I will try to make weekly rambles from time to time, and I think I missed the deadline or something. I don't remember. Time flew by really quickly because I have a problem, and that problem's name is called Civilization 6, which has eaten up a lot of my evenings this past week, but I promise I will get back to usual fighting form, next week. But a couple of things along with this link, so I don't know if you guys will actually listen to this one, along with this link, along with this post, is my YouTube video, which is my first foray into ASMR, and patrons had early access to it. The highest paying tiers, which was Allure and Addiction, got to see it like a couple of days ago, and then followed by the rest of the patrons. And now it's you guys who can check it out for free. I've been told it's good, which is a relief for me, because if you've listened to me for the longest time, my biggest battle is noise, which I think I was able to combat properly, recording the entire thing, the entire 24-minute audio in different sessions, because, you know, noise. So just record them different times, different nights, different days, cut them, piece them all together, record your sound effects and everything, piece them all together, and that was it. Which, as you can imagine, is a very, very taxing thing to do, which is why with the patron money that I received this July, I was able to budget in with a little bit more help. I was able to put in some money for rentals, Airbnb rentals, which would be super fun because that also means I get to take proper photos as well. I'm kind of getting tired of my room being the only, of my room or my shower being the only place I could take photos. So I'm really glad that I was able to spot a pretty good Airbnb, and it was funny because I was looking at it, and it cost like $100 the first time I looked at it. I was like, yeah, there's no way. Like, I really, 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 really want this space. It looks perfect. It sounds perfect. But it's too expensive. But the time that I was like desperate for a booking, I thought after recording Lust ASMR, the first one, which is the oral relaxation spa, after like putting all of that together, I realized it is going to be the end of my sanity again if I want to do this consistently, but also have to rely on different times, different days, different setups in order to make the whole thing work. Because on top of that, I also did promise that I would do more binaural stuff as well. And yeah, it's gonna break me. I wish my recording setup was, like, better, like, natively, how do you say that, but whatever, like, I wish initially everything could have been better so that, you know, money gets put not into renting stuff, which are temporary things, but money gets put into actually buying proper equipment, like, I don't know, saving up for a 3DIO, how do you pronounce that mic, but that the actual proper binaural mic, instead of like looking for an Airbnb in a nice quiet place, which is usually expensive, and then buying like a phone tripod, which I just did a while ago. I ordered a phone tripod, and that's what I'm going to be using to record like ASMR and try to make all of that sound staging. I hope it works. I don't think it will work, but if it works, then fuck yeah, I guess. But there's that. But that'll also help me for, you know, better lewd photos, like positioning everything, nicely. I know, like, some people prefer, like, selfies are fine. I'm like, yeah, I know selfies are fine, but yeah, I'm kind of extra, so whatever extra effort I can put into my audios or my photos, I will definitely do, and I'll definitely get into it. So all of those, all of like the whole recording thing and everything, that's happening next week. And I've with that being said, like this today, this afternoon, I was like thinking about, okay, how do I restructure things, or how do I change things? Because Patreon is going well, but I know it's not going to be stable. I have like 18 patrons, but they're all like well-paying ones. But also, I also know I understand the volatility of that space. And like, what if 18 people suddenly drop out, or like, if one or two people drop out, it can, depending on what their tier is, that could affect me a lot. So I thought I should be changing my goals, like money, that's going to be solved. We're going to figure something out, especially with my setup. I also started thinking of like the whole like restructuring thing. So you might expect like some restructuring things going on Patreon as well if you're interested. But I'm sort of anticipating the worst to happen, because with the way things are going with my part-time pay or part-time setup consultancy, whatever, with my current company, yeah, they pay me regularly of a small amount that's not gonna help me really survive with this current setup, but whatever, it really does help. It's better than nothing, right? The way I'm seeing it is that I could be done with this company in like the next month or the next 2 months. So for me, it's like figuring things out, how I'm going to sustain Patreon, and how am I going to introduce other things like freelancing and projects, which I'm currently doing on top of that as well. So I was revisiting Patreon, and I'm thinking of a couple of things, and you know, if I have something concrete, I would share it with you. But you can expect some things are gonna change in on those tiers. I don't think it's gonna affect current patrons majorly. I don't really think so. I think it's, if anything, it's gonna add some things for them even more. But I have to like really think on that anyways. But yeah, those are the things on my mind right now, the things that I'm working on. I'm like super looking forward to getting into that Airbnb and recording as well, because I don't know, it's just, it feels good to be able to like invest in your investment and then like come up with something better. And who knows, I might be able to do more content than just what I planned to do. And like, I don't want to promise that anymore, because every single time I like hype myself up, like, oh my god, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna make the this many audios, I'm gonna, you know, do all of that, and then like shit happens. Like for example, in April, I like went like 40 audios. Yeah, I could do that. Nope. Turns out you can't do that when you suddenly catch allergies, which has never happened to me before. And it scared the fuck out of me too, because after 1 month of into that allergy, my cousin, who was 2 weeks into his, you know, who has been like having the same condition as I am for not 2 weeks, 2 months, suddenly suffered a mild stroke, and he's 15, and that was like a major health scare in the family. So we like, during that entire time, I was like thinking, oh fuck, I can't have this allergy bothering me for like another month, because I don't know what could happen to me or whatnot. But thankfully things got better, I'm better, and I think talking to the doctor, she was like, it's very common for this to happen, especially during the summer where things are changing, the weather is changing, and on top of that, we got like a water crisis going on, which we're still feeling, by the way. Apparently we've gotten to like super critical levels, and that just sucks entirely. So yeah, I'm not gonna promise Like, I'm not going to tell myself and hype myself. I'm like, I'm going to do X amount of audios. No, when I get there, I'm going to have a couple of audios that I must do and that I'm, like, excited to work on because they're custom audios. And honestly, for some reason, the people who ask for customs have, like, great ideas. I've always had this fear, like, oh god, what if they have a horrible idea and I don't agree with this? But no, if anything, it helps me broaden my horizons. A few of the audios that you've listened to are customs, and some of the customs that we're, like, working on have turned into series, to an entire series, and I've always been afraid of, like, committing to a series because it's just, I don't know, maybe it's because from the time I've written fan fiction, whenever I say I'd make a series, I don't even finish them. So I was like, it's turning into a series, but it looks like a series that might have an ending, or it won't even matter if I don't have an ending because this is porn. Like, it's not like, I know some of you guys listen for the plot and the plot twists that I come up with and, you know, like the whole elaborate build-up and whatnot. I've been told that I come up with some crazy shit on the fly sometimes, and for that I'm kind of happy that I can do that. But yeah, it's porn. And at the end of the day, the main goal for me is to make you guys feel good, entertained, happy, come, whatever you get out of my audios, so long as it's all good, that makes me happy. And it's basically my driving force into coming up with all of these things and trying to stay on top of everything. Next audio that you guys can expect, which is coming up in like the next 24-48 hours, I believe. I'm just gonna go with that because time zones are an issue for me. Like, I'm from the Philippines, so I operate with GMT plus 8 on the GMT plus 8 time zone. And apparently, I not only get North Americans, but I get like a bunch of you guys from everywhere in the world. And so I'm not gonna say the time zone, I'm just gonna go in the next 24 to 48 hours, you can expect the follow-up to Definition of Sin, which a couple of you liked because it brought out your frustrations with the Catholic Church. Welcome to the club. That was me too. I was a very devout Catholic once. I even headed a choir. Like, people thought I would be a nun. It was that bad. But things changed, and a patron or commissioner or whatever you might want to call him sort of made this joke on Discord, and I said, I don't know, I forgot what the context was, but someone made a joke on Discord, and I said, and he said something along the lines of Catholic school or Catholic girl, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I sort of threw a couple of lines at him, and he was like, dude, if you can make that script, or if you can make that into an audio, I'm gonna jump on your patron. And I said I would, and then it did, and then you've listened to Definition of Sin, and now this one, the series, the follow-up is not a commissioned audio. Was just, there was a demand for a part two, and so there is going to be a part two. It's called Forgiveness of Sins, coming up in the next 24 to 48 hours. And we'll see what happens. So if you haven't listened to that audio, that first audio yet, I highly recommend that you do so because there are a lot of references to that first audio. It can still be standalone if your imagination is good enough, but, you know, highly, highly, highly recommend you listen to the first one because if not for anything, there's just a wild twist that it wasn't written down on my script, but that just came on, that was just improvised, and I'm blown away by that, like, holy shit. I hope you guys do enjoy my very first, like, Safer Work ASMR audio/video on the Lost Frontier YouTube channel, and I hope you will also enjoy the Forgiveness of Sins audio. And yeah, I'll catch you guys again next time. Much love. Blessed. Mwah.